things in your name as we go to the reading of your word. Continue to lead and guide us and have your way with us. And we ask it in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with the glory and honor. Amen. All sheep and oxen. Wait a minute.
There you go.
All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field.
Sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for the reading of the word.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is in creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Thank you, Jesus. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Jesus. Oh.
Oh, thank you, Father. Bless your children this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, help us, Lord Jesus, to cultivate that right spirit, Lord. Oh, God, to fight that fight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Our prayer today.
Amen.
Restore unto me that joy I used to have.
Yes.
And renew a right spirit, not a wrong one, a right spirit within
Amen.
Me. Good to have each and every one of you here. Good to have you been here before? I didn't think so. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Florida?
House of Fellowship.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you. Good to have you here with us today. Just make yourself at home. And sister back here, you've been here before?
Second time.
That's what I thought. Well, you're not a visitor. So we're not going to say that anymore. But good to have you with us, and make yourself at home, and you're just among family members. This is just a big family. And we sure appreciate all the rest of you coming. And we've got a brother from Peru that's going to speak for us today. And his name's Brother Luis, and Brother Luis is Luis. So we're going to have two Luises preaching for you today. So you just listen to the one you can understand. And God will speak to you. But it was good to have. We met Brother Luis Angel at camp meeting, and really enjoyed his fellowship, and invited him to come and be with us. So we're going to have him here today, both services. We'll have regular service this afternoon, 2 o'clock also. But good to have you with us, sure enough. Good to see Robbie with us today. Good.
Amen.
Let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as our brother comes to speak to us. He's going to pour his heart out, so you know what? You pour yours out with praise and listen to what God has to say. Let's sing Open
the Eyes of My Heart, Lord.
God bless you.
Es un gusto estar aquí.
It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Ustedes saben, esta es la casa de Dios.
You know, this is the house of the Lord.
No importa donde yo esté.
Doesn't matter where I am.
En algún lugar del mundo.
And somewhere in the world.
esta siempre será mi casa.
This will always be my house.
La casa de Dios.
The house of God.
Gloria al Señor. Tu casa.
Your house.
Nuestra casa.
Our house.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Vamos a ir directo a las escrituras.
We're going to go directly to the scriptures.
Segunda de Corintios.
In 2 Corinthians.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
Versículo 20.
Verse 20.
Segunda de Corintios.
2 Corinthians.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
Versículo 20.
Verse 20.
Porque todas las promesas de Dios son en Él sí y en Él amén. Por medio de nosotros para la gloria de Dios.
For all the promises of God in Him are yea and in Him amen, amen. Unto the glory of God by us.
Amen. Vamos ahora.
Let us pray.
Amado Dios.
Loving Father.
Te damos gracias por este tiempo.
We thank you for this time.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
Help us, Lord.
Necesitamos de tu ayuda.
We need of your help.
Padre Santo, vemos que la nación sin ti se está cayendo a pedazos.
Holy Father, we see that the nation without you, Lord, is falling apart.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
Help us, Lord.
Que podamos ser luz.
That we would be able to be light.
Esa luz de la que tú hablaste, Señor.
That light that you spoke about, Lord.
Ayúdanos, Señor, a ser esa sal.
Help us to be that salt.
Para que la corrupción, Señor, no siga avanzando.
So that corruption may not continue to advance.
Father. Ayúdanos a ser, Señor.
Lord, help us to be.
Esos hijos e hijas tuyos.
Those sons and daughters of yours, Lord.
Que están supuestos a caminar hoy en estas calles del tiempo.
They are willing to walk in this day, Father, in these days of time, Lord, that we're
living in. Seres eternos caminando en estas calles del tiempo.
We're eternal beings walking in these streets of time.
Ayúdanos a comprender, Señor, quién realmente somos.
Lord, help us to understand who we really are.
Amado Dios, Lord, nos ponemos en tus manos.
Lord Jesus, we put ourselves into your hands.
Sea usted lidiando en nuestras vidas.
Lord, help you be the one to lead and guide our lives.
Y que al salir por esas puertas,
and that when we leave this place,
podamos
Lord,
decir, en verdad, Dios nos ha hablado.
We would be able to say, indeed, God has spoken to us.
Oramos de corazón.
Lord, we pray with our whole heart.
En el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
Amen.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you all.
Pueden tomar asiento.
You may be seated.
Antes de comenzar con el sermón, quisiera presentarme.
Before we continue with the message, I'd like to just quickly present myself.
El pastor ya dijo mi nombre.
Brother Wade has already mentioned my name.
Soy el hermano Luis Ángel Huamán.
My name is Brother Luis Ángel Huamán.
Del Perú.
I'm from Peru.
Es un país de América del Sur.
It's a country that's located in South America.
Estamos predicando el Evangelio de Jesucristo exactamente en la parte norte de la capital.
We're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ northern part of the capital of Peru, which is Lima.
Amen. Y estamos ahí desde hace 25 años.
And we've been there working about 25 years.
Amen. Hemos hecho trabajo misionero.
We've been working in the mission field.
Y también por años hemos hecho muchas traducciones de los mensajes del hermano Branham.
And for years as well, we've helped also translate the Brother Branham's message into Spanish.
Amen. Ustedes saben, todavía no ha terminado esa obra.
You know that work hasn't really ended yet.
Todavía no ha terminado
it
esa obra.
It hasn't ended.
Hay mucho que corregir todavía.
There's still a lot to correct within those messages.
Yeah. Ustedes saben, no existe traducción al 100%, pero
you know that there's not 100% good translations, but
tenemos que
we have to
hacer todo lo posible
do all that we can
para transmitir el carácter
to be able to transmit the character
del Espíritu de Dios que dejó en esos sermones.
Of God's Spirit that he left in those messages.
Es un trabajo muy delicado.
And it's a very delicate work.
Todavía seguimos siguiendo de cerca cada una de esas traducciones.
We continue to look over each one of those translations.
Y le pedimos a Dios
and we ask God
que nos siga ayudando
that he would continue to help us
a poder seguir en ese trabajo.
So we would continue in that work.
Soy un pastor a tiempo completo.
I'm a full-time pastor.
Aunque en lo humano,
even though humanly,
soy un profesional.
I'm a professional.
Y también tengo una maestría.
And I also have a master's.
Pero eso no tiene nada de valor en nuestras vidas.
No value to me for our spiritual lives.
Ustedes saben, lo humano no sirve delante de las cosas eternas.
The human ways don't really, they're not really worth it, you know, compared to eternal things.
Así que de momento me estoy dedicando a todo lo que es la palabra de Dios.
So I'm dedicating myself full time to what, to the word of God.
Y confiando siempre en las provisiones que Él tiene para todos nosotros.
And trusting that He would just provide for each one of us.
Amen. Gloria al Señor. Glory. Vamos a comenzar.
Let us continue.
En las escrituras que acabamos de mencionar,
in the scriptures that we just read,
nosotros nos encontramos ante una muy importante declaración.
We look at a very important declaration here.
Pablo,
Paul,
está diciéndole a las personas ahí en Corinto,
he's telling the people there in Corinthians, the Corinthians,
las razones por las cuales él ha cambiado de decisión respecto a su nueva visita.
The reason why he has changed his decision why he's of his visit.
Ustedes saben, las personas en Corinto aparentemente estaban aquí espiritualmente.
You know, the people in Corinthians, they were up here spiritually.
Aparentemente.
So, just apparently, they seemed like they were up here.
Aparentemente.
Apparently.
Como muchos aparentemente.
Just as many apparently.
Estamos aquí también en
el mensaje. We're up here spiritually.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Ustedes saben.
You know.
El hermano Branham dijo.
Brother Branham said.
Que el mensaje que él predicó,
that the message that he preached,
es el mismo mensaje,
is the same message
que Pablo predicó,
that Paul preached,
es el mismo mensaje,
is the same one.
Mucha gente no identifica que es exactamente el mismo mensaje.
Many people don't identify that it's the exact message.
Porque desconocen.
Because they don't read.
Lo que está escrito en este viejo libro.
What's written in this old book.
Esto es algo muy importante.
This is something that's very important.
Tú,
you,
yo,
me,
todos,
all of us,
somos llamados a
we are called
conocer
to know
este viejo libro,
this old book,
de tapa a tapa,
from cover to cover.
El hermano Branham dice,
Brother Branham said,
que todos nosotros,
that all of us,
todos,
all,
no solo el pastor,
not just the pastor,
no solo el evangelista,
not just the evangelist,
no solo el maestro,
not just the teacher,
todos,
all of us,
todos nosotros,
all of us,
debemos de leer todos los días,
we need to read every day,
toda la Biblia,
all the Bible.
Eso lo dijo William Branham.
That's what William Branham said.
Amen. ¿Cuántos han leído toda la Biblia?
How many have read all the Bible, the whole Bible?
Good.
Muy bien.
Great. It's wonderful.
Muy maravilloso.
Tú sabes, a veces yo no he recibido ese feedback.
You know, I haven't received that feedback.
Hay lugares donde nadie levantó la mano.
There's places where nobody has lifted their hand.
Nadie.
No one.
Wow. Ni siquiera el pastor.
And not even the pastor.
It's incredible.
It's very incredible.
Yo he viajado, he tenido la oportunidad de viajar a otros países.
I've had the opportunity to travel other countries.
De habla hispana.
Spanish-speaking countries.
Y de habla inglesa.
And also English-speaking countries.
Y me ha tocado la oportunidad.
And I've had the opportunity.
De estar en servicios de preguntas y respuestas para ministros.
To be in question and answer services for ministers.
Y siempre hay esta pregunta.
And this question always comes up.
¿Cómo sé que tengo el Espíritu Santo?
How do I know that I have the Holy Ghost?
Un ministro.
And the minister.
Preguntando.
Asking.
¿Cómo sé?
How do I know?
Que yo tengo el Espíritu Santo.
That I have the Holy Spirit.
El profeta dice.
And the prophet says.
Que usted no puede ministrar.
That you can't minister.
Si tú no estás seguro.
If you are not sure.
Que tienes el Espíritu
that
Santo.
That you have the Holy Spirit.
Un ministro.
A minister.
Se supone.
Supposedly,
que sabe, conoce,
that knows and reads,
que él tiene el Espíritu
that,
Santo,
and that he has the Holy Ghost.
Recuerden ustedes, la fe viene por el oír y el oír la palabra de Dios.
You remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Es algo increíble.
It's something that's very incredible.
Que no solamente en Latinoamérica,
that not just in Latin America,
pero también aquí en los Estados Unidos,
but even here in the United States,
recibimos testimonios como esos.
We receive those types of testimonies.
Hermanos, es tiempo de ponernos serios.
It's time to get serious, brethren.
Estamos en el 2023.
We're in 2023.
Yes, sir.
Y miren, tenemos gente afuera.
And we have people out here.
Caminando en cuatro patas.
Walking on four legs.
Diciendo que son caballos.
They're saying that they call it, they're saying that they're horses. Literally, he's meaning literally. He saw.
Yo he visto aquí, aquí.
He saw here in America a man.
No, no aquí, en otro lugar.
Oh, in another place.
Es algo increíble.
It's incredible.
Amen.
Tú sabes, todas estas cosas comienzan en California.
Many of these things, they come from California.
La marihuana.
Marijuana.
El tema esto del género.
And these the things with the
about the gender.
Yeah, gender.
Y todas estas cosas. Locuras, todas estas locuras.
All these craziness.
Comienzan en California.
Comes from out west.
¿Tú sabes lo que está pasando en California?
And do you know what's happening in California?
California.
California.
En los últimos 10 años.
In the last 10 years.
Ha crecido.
Has grown.
En el índice de analfabetismo.
The uneducated has grown.
La gente ya no lee en California.
People in California don't read.
No sabe leer.
Or they don't know how to read, in other words.
No saben leer.
They don't know how to read.
Eso es analfabetismo.
And that's what it means, like, they don't know how to read.
Hermano, ¿y de dónde sacaste esas estadísticas?
And so where did you get those statistics, brother?
Están en tus estadísticas.
They're in your statistics.
Yeah. Los vendedores de libros.
The ones who sell books.
Ya no venden tantos libros en California.
They don't sell as much books in California.
No porque la gente no tiene dinero.
Not because the people don't have money.
Ellos tienen mucho dinero.
They have a lot of money.
Pero no saben leer.
But they don't know how to read.
Y porque no saben leer.
And because they don't know how to read.
No leen.
They don't read.
Y porque no leen.
And because they don't read.
Es que tenemos todas esas cosas saliendo de ahí.
We have all those things that are coming from there.
Y tú sabes de dónde salen las cosas raras del mensaje.
And you know where a lot of the strange things in the message come from?
De gente que no lee la Biblia.
Of people that don't know, don't read the word.
La Biblia condena la poligamia.
The Bible condemns polygamy.
Por ejemplo.
For example.
¿Es duro?
It's difficult.
Es algo muy duro de decir.
It's something difficult to say.
Y de reconocer.
And to recognize.
Pero es tiempo de enfrentar eso.
But it's time for us to confront those things.
Estamos a 60 años desde que se predicaron los siete sellos.
We're about 60 years since the seals have been opened.
Estamos supuestos a estar caminando en lugares celestiales en Cristo Jesús.
We're supposed to be walking in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Estamos supuestos a estar caminando en la eternidad.
We're supposed to be walking in eternity.
Él juró y dijo, el tiempo no es más.
He swore by himself. He said, time shall be no more.
Se acabó.
It's finished.
60 años.
60 years.
Y todavía tenemos ese tipo de cosas sucediendo alrededor de nosotros.
And we still have those things happening amongst us.
Trayendo vituperio en el campamento.
Bringing stumbling blocks, you know, amongst the camp.
Tú sabes, el profeta de Dios dijo, la iglesia no es para entretener a la gente.
Brother Branham said that the church isn't to just entertain people.
La iglesia es para traer el juicio de Dios.
It's to bring the judgment of God.
El juicio de Dios.
The judgment of God.
A nuestras vidas.
To our lives.
Nosotros vamos a juzgar.
We are going to be we're going to judge.
La palabra nos tiene que juzgar primero.
But the word has to judge us first.
Tenemos que pasar por el filtro de la palabra.
We have to go through the filter of the word.
¿Es tu vida digna del Evangelio?
Is your life worthy of the gospel?
¿Somos dignos de ser llamados hijos e hijas de Dios?
Are we worthy to be called sons and daughters of God?
Hay muchas personas que hoy se bautizan en nombre de Jesucristo.
There are many people today that baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
¿Es verdad?
It's true.
No somos los únicos.
We're not the only ones.
Santiago dijo.
In James it says.
¿Tú crees que Dios es uno?
Do you believe that God is one?
El diablo también cree que Dios
es uno. The devil believes the same thing.
El hermano Branham dijo,
Brother Branham said,
que hay algo que ni el mundo ni el diablo,
there
ni,
is something that not even the world nor the devil,
ni los satélites del diablo,
or not even
agentes del diablo,
or not even Satan's workers.
Es que ellos no pueden vivir la palabra.
The thing is that they can't live the word.
Nosotros somos los que estamos llamados a vivir la palabra.
We are called to live the word. Amen.
La palabra no, la palabra hablada no hace chismes.
The spoken word does not gossip.
La palabra hablada no fornica.
The spoken word does not fornicate.
No comete adulterio.
Doesn't commit adultery.
La palabra hablada,
the spoken word,
nunca va a negar la palabra.
Will never deny the word.
Yes. Oiga, amen. Hermano, es tiempo de ponernos serios.
Let me tell you, it's time to get serious, brother.
Pablo,
Paul,
en este versículo nos está hablando.
In this verse, he's telling us
que si bien es cierto,
that if it's true,
él ha cambiado su decisión de no visitar a Corinto.
He has changed his decision to not visit Corinthians.
Pero nos trae una muy importante realidad.
But he brings us a reality.
Que las promesas de Dios.
That the promises of God.
Que todas. Oh, esto no work there. Que todas las promesas de Dios.
That all the promises of God.
Son en Jesucristo.
Are in Jesus Christ.
Sí.
Yay.
Él era la palabra.
He is the word.
Yes. Él cumplía con todas las condiciones.
He fulfilled all the conditions.
Amen. Que él había impuesto para que la palabra se cumpla.
That he made so that the word could be fulfilled.
Tú sabes, Dios nos ha hecho promesas a nosotros.
You know, God has given us promises.
Pero necesitamos reunir las condiciones.
But we need to unite the conditions.
Que él ha puesto.
That he has made.
No que la iglesia ha puesto.
Not that the church has made.
O que los pastores han puesto.
Or that the pastors have made.
Él ha puesto las condiciones.
But he has made the conditions.
Jesús reunió todas las condiciones.
Jesus united all the conditions.
Él llegó a ser la palabra hecha carne.
He came to be the word made flesh.
Y en él se cumplieron todas las promesas de Dios.
And in him all the promises of God were fulfilled.
Y nosotros podemos decir amén a eso.
And so we can say amen to those.
Claro, si conocemos cuáles son las promesas que se cumplieron en Jesús.
But that's only if you know what those promises are in Jesus.
Es importante conocer las escrituras, mis hermanos.
It's very important to know the scriptures.
Porque si no,
because
no vamos a entender el mensaje.
We're not going to understand the message.
Amen. Hay un hermano.
There's a brother
que hace poco, hace unos años dejó el mensaje.
That just recently, a couple of years ago, he left this message.
Él dio una entrevista a la televisión portuguesa.
And he did an interview on a Portuguese television network.
Y dijo.
And he said
que él no había tenido la oportunidad de estudiar la palabra,
that he had not had the opportunity to study the word,
por culpa del mensaje,
because of the message's fault.
La voz de la señal.
And this is the message, the voice of the sign.
Mira lo que dice.
Look what he says.
La Biblia dice.
The Bible says.
El hermano Branham está diciendo que la Biblia dice.
Brother Branham is saying the Bible says. Yeah, that's
right. Yo no entiendo cómo uno puede usar como pretexto.
I don't know how you can say that you can use that as an excuse.
Que estudiar el mensaje.
That studying the message.
Impide que uno estudie la Biblia.
And it prevents you from studying the Bible.
Si el mismo profeta.
Because the same prophet.
Dice, la Biblia dice.
Says. The Bible says.
Cuando el hermano Branham predicó los siete sellos,
when Brother Branham preached the seven seals,
él dijo,
he said
que él,
that he
no diría nada,
would not say anything
contrario a las escrituras,
contrary to the scriptures,
aun si el ángel se lo dijera,
even if the angel himself told him,
porque para él era importante,
because for him it was important
que todo su ministerio,
that all his ministry
sea escritural,
would be scriptural. Amen.
He estado hablando con hermanos antiguos del mensaje.
I've been speaking to other brothers, older brothers in the message.
Gente de los primeros días.
Brothers from the first days, for the first times when the message first was
saben,
introduced.
Yo no soy tan viejo.
And you know, I'm not old. I'm not that old.
Y yo pensaba que todo esto era un jardín de la eternidad.
And I thought that all of this was just a garden of eternity.
pero
but
me entero que ustedes saben todas esas cosas que suceden hoy en día.
But you see, all those things that we see nowadays,
son espíritus.
They're just spirits.
Los espíritus no mueren.
Spirits don't die.
Pasan de una generación a otra, de una persona a otra.
Person to the other, one generation to the other.
Para que eso no nos toque.
So that doesn't touch us.
Recuerden, la iglesia tiene que estar vigilando.
Remember, the church needs to be watchful.
No solo el pastor.
Not just the pastor.
La iglesia, todos.
The church, all of us.
El pastor los cuida a ustedes, ustedes cuidan al pastor.
You, the pastor watches over you, you watch over the pastor. Amen.
El profeta de Dios dice,
the prophet of God says,
que cuando el hombre deja la palabra,
that when the word, when man leaves the word,
cuando el hombre deja la palabra,
when man leaves the word,
tú dejas al hombre.
You just leave the man.
¿Correcto?
Is that correct?
Porque cuando tú dejas la palabra,
because when you leave the word,
es que todas estas cosas raras que de las que estamos hablando comienzan a suceder.
That's the reason why all these things, strange things that we see coming up.
Tú sabes, fornicación no necesariamente es el acto físico.
You know, fornication isn't necessarily the physical act.
Primero corrompes la palabra.
You first have to corrupt the word.
Corrompes la verdad.
You first have to corrupt the truth about that.
Y cuando corrompes la verdad,
and when you corrupt the truth about that,
Romanos capítulo 1, tú sabes,
Romans chapter 1, for example,
comienza a aflorar todo eso.
Then you see that's the fruits of that.
Deja tu pizza allá afuera.
You leave your pizza.
Tu pizza.
Your pizza. Para comer.
Sí, deja tu pizza. You leave your pizza.
You leave your pizza outside.
Y comienza a salir cosas ahí, ¿verdad?
Oh, okay. If you leave a pizza or a piece of food outside, thing exposed to the elements, it's going to start corrupting.
Yeah.
Tú tienes que, si lo vas a guardar, ponerlo en un conservador.
If you need to keep it, you need to put it in the refrigerator. You know, if you need to keep it longer.
Esta es la fuente de vida.
This is the fountain of life.
Esto nos va a mantener vivos.
This is going to keep us alive.
Mientras tú estés más y más cubierto de la palabra.
And while you're covered more and more with the word.
Tú vas a estar más y más prevenido de todas esas cosas.
You're going to be able to prevent more and more of these things. More and more of these attacks.
Tú sabes, la gente se había olvidado en los días de Jesús.
You know, in the days of Jesus,
lo que iba a suceder.
The people were forgetting or forgot what was going to happen.
Lo que ellos tenían era su propia interpretación.
What they had at that time was their own interpretation.
Sus propias ideas.
Or their own ideas.
Porque se habían olvidado de esto.
Because they had forgotten this.
Vayan al libro de los jueces.
You go to the book of Judges.
¿Cómo comienza el libro de los jueces?
How does the book of Judges start?
Que la gente hacía lo que mejor le parecía.
That the people in that day did what was good in their eyes.
Los que han leído el libro de los jueces saben eso.
The ones who have read the book of Judges know what that says.
Como si no hubiera palabra.
Just as if there was no word.
Como si no fueran israelitas.
Just as if they were not Israelites.
Ellos adoraban dioses de las naciones, pero no estaban adorando al Dios verdadero.
They worshipped the gods of other nations, but they were not worshiping the true living God.
Sabían acerca de Baal.
They knew about Baal.
Acerca de Astaroth.
They knew about Astaroth.
Sabían todo de los otros dioses.
They knew all about the other gods.
Pero no sabían nada del Dios verdadero.
But they did not know about the true living God.
En el libro de Jueces, capítulo 19, 20 y 21.
And in the book of Judges, chapter 19, verses 20 and 21.
Tú sabes lo que pasó ahí, ¿verdad?
You know what happened there.
Alguno mueve la cabeza.
Some are looking, are shaking their head. Some are not sure.
Los benjaminitas.
The Benjamites.
Casi fueron desaparecidos.
They almost disappeared.
Los más fuertes guerreros.
The stronger ones.
Los mejores en la batalla.
The better ones in fighting.
El brazo fuerte de Israel.
Or the strong arm of Israel.
Casi fue desaparecido.
It was almost destroyed.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Por fornicación.
Because of fornication.
Ellos violaron a una mujer hasta matarla.
They raped a woman, almost killing her.
¿Ustedes saben cómo fue eso?
And do you know how that happened?
El levita, el marido de esa mujer,
the Levite or the husband of that woman,
la cortó en pedazos.
He cut her up in pieces.
Y mandó las piezas,
and sent the pieces,
a cada uno de los líderes de las tribus de Israel.
To each one of the leaders of the tribes of Israel.
Los líderes de las tribus dijeron,
the leaders of the tribes said,
nunca,
Never
habíamos visto que sucediese algo así.
Have we seen something like that happen before?
¿Sabes lo que hicieron?
And do you know what they did?
Vamos a matar a todos esos.
He said we're just gonna go, they said that we're gonna just gonna kill them all.
Yep. Es lo que hizo. Lo que, tenían que erradicar el mal.
And they had to eradicate evil.
No vamos a matar a nadie. Ahora,
we're not going to kill anybody nowadays. I'm just,
pero debemos describir la situación.
We should describe the situation.
Tú sabes, a veces la gente confunde describir la situación con hablar mal.
You know, many people, they confuse you describing the situation with speaking badly.
Yeah. Entiéndanme.
But understand.
Una cosa es hablar mal.
One thing is to speak badly.
Otra cosa es describir la situación.
But it's another thing is to describe the situation.
Es lo que Pablo nos enseña.
And it's what Paul is teaching us.
Pablo da nombres.
Paul gives names.
Habla de ciertas cosas que han sucedido.
He speaks of certain things that had happened.
Advirtiendo a la gente.
Telling the people.
De personas.
Of people,
de cosas que están sucediendo,
of things that are happening in their midst,
para que ellos no sean engañados,
so that they would not be deceived.
Tú sabes, no se trata solo de bueno, es su problema y de los que le sigan.
You know, it doesn't deal with, it's not about, well, it's your problem, so you move on with that. Yeah,
right. Si tú sabes algo,
if you know something,
tú sabes, en los signs de los Estados Unidos,
you know.
In
the signs, in the billboards that you see,
si tú sabes
the street,
algo,
if you know something,
di algo.
Say something.
Yeah, right. ¿Han leído, verdad?
Have you read that or have you seen that?
¿Y por qué nos callamos a veces en el mensaje?
And sometimes we just stay quiet about things in the message.
Vamos a seguir.
Let's continue.
¿Estamos bien, pastor?
Are we still okay? Okay.
Vamos a citar unos fragmentos que el hermano Branham declaró.
We're going to read a couple of quotes here.
En el sermón Influencia,
in the message Influence,
predicado el 12 de enero del 63,
and preached in January 12, 1963.
Ustedes saben, es importante que yo diga eso.
You know, for me, it's important for me to say that.
Yo he escuchado muchas personas que dicen, el hermano Branham dijo.
I've heard many people say that Brother Branham said.
Cuando tú buscas lo que supuestamente el hermano Branham dijo.
And when you look back and see what supposedly Brother Branham said.
Yeah. No está.
And it's not there.
Es importante que cuando usted cite al profeta.
So it's important that when you quote the prophet.
Señale dónde está.
But say where it's at.
Porque muchas falsas doctrinas,
because many false doctrines,
se han levantado de supuestos dichos del profeta,
have risen because of supposed quotes of the prophet.
Man. Mira lo que dice ahí.
And look what it says here.
Nos es dicho en Apocalipsis 10 que habrá un mensajero en el último día.
We're told in Revelation 10 that there will be a messenger in the last day.
Amén.
Amen. Yeah.
Que recogerá estos pequeños cabos y los unirá.
We'll gather up these little ends and we'll bring them together.
Malaquías 4.
In Malachi 4.
Y entonces el misterio de Dios sería consumado.
And then the mystery of God would be finished.
Apocalipsis 10:7.
Revelation 10:7.
Y el sonar y en el sonar de este ángel que fue un mensajero de la tierra.
At the sounding of this angel which was a messenger of the earth.
Todo eso es historia.
All that is history.
Es historia.
It's history.
Todos los cabos han sido unidos.
All of the loose ends have been tied together.
Y el misterio de Dios se ha consumado.
And the mystery of God has been finished.
Ahora que lo entiendas es otra cosa.
Now that you understand it, that's another thing.
Que te sea revelado, eso
or that,
es otra cosa.
Or that has been revealed to you, that's a different thing.
Tú sabes Apocalipsis 10 del 1 al 7, el mensajero.
You know Revelation 10, 1 through 7, that's the messenger.
Del 8 al 11, del 8 al 11.
And from 8 to 11,
te toca a ti.
That's you and me.
Entonces, eso va a venir progresivamente.
And so that has to come progressively.
Right. Amen. Luego descendió uno del cielo, con sus manos levantadas, un arco iris sobre su cabeza, y juró que el tiempo no sería más.
Then one came down from heaven with his hands up, rainbow over his head, and swore that there would be time no more.
Un ángel tomando un juramento.
An angel taking an oath.
Y cuando vemos esta cosa materializándose.
And when we see this thing is materializing. Right.
Vamos a hacer una pausa aquí.
Let us pause here for just a moment.
¿Te diste cuenta del orden, verdad?
Do you see the order?
El primero mencionó al mensajero terrenal.
He first spoke about the terrestrial messenger or the.
Y luego te habla de él que descendió del cielo.
And
del
then
ángel.
He speaks of the angel that descended from heaven.
Tú y yo sabemos cómo va eso en la escritura.
You and me know what the order of that is in the scriptures.
No vamos a iniciar una nueva doctrina. Mira, esto primero y luego esto.
We're not going to initiate a new doctrine saying that this one comes first or this one comes second. No.
Eso es en el calor de la predicación.
That's in the preaching.
Pero la gente a veces toma esas cosas como, oh, mira, esto es el orden correcto.
Sometimes people say, oh, well, no, this is the order of the scripture.
But no. Nosotros conocemos las escrituras.
But we have to know the scriptures.
Y sabemos cómo funciona eso.
And we see how that works. Amen.
Cuando todas estas cosas están materializándose.
When all these, see these things materializing.
Año 63.
In 1963.
Cuando todas estas cosas están materializándose.
And when we see this thing materializing.
Es historia.
That's history.
Ya sucedió, ¿verdad?
That has happened, right?
Se están materializando.
It's materializing.
Mira lo que dice ahí.
Look what it says.
Oh, cuán sinceros.
How sincere
deberíamos de ser.
We should be.
¿Cuántos son sinceros?
How many are sincere?
Deberíamos de ser la manifestación de la eternidad aquí en este pueblo, hermano.
We should be the manifestation of eternity here amongst these people.
Cosas que ojo no vio ni oído ha oído deberían de estar fluyendo de este lugar.
Things that people have not seen or ear have heard should be flowing from
us. Y de toda iglesia del mensaje, de toda iglesia que cree este mensaje.
Message churches, it should be that way.
Debemos de ser sinceros, hermanos.
We should be sincere, brother.
La Biblia dice.
The Bible tells us.
Que el pueblo perece.
That the people perish
por falta de conocimiento.
For lack of knowledge. Amen.
Dice, todas las promesas de Dios son veraces.
He said, all promises of God are true.
Pero están condicionadas.
But they're on condition.
Una condición.
One condition.
Cada promesa tiene su condición.
Every promise has its condition.
La Biblia dice que somos sanos.
The Bible says that we're healed.
Pero también tiene condición.
But it has a condition.
Dice, no importa qué bien estemos fundamentalmente.
No matter how fundamentally right we are.
Tenemos que abordarlas de la manera correcta.
We've got to approach it in the right way.
Tenemos que abordarlas de la manera correcta.
We've got to approach it in the right way.
Y los hombres pudieran estar bien fundamentalmente.
Now man can be fundamentally right.
Y aún así no recibir las bendiciones de Dios.
And still not receive the blessings of God.
Porque tienen que ser abordadas de la manera, porque son abordadas de la manera incorrecta.
Because it's approached in the wrong way.
Depende de las condiciones.
It goes upon conditions.
Tenemos que reunir las condiciones.
We have to bring the conditions together.
Busca primero el reino de Dios.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Y la justicia.
And his righteousness.
Y lo demás viene por añadidura.
And all these other things shall be added unto you.
Tenemos que buscar el reino de Dios.
We have to seek the kingdom of God.
¿Quieres ver cosas de la palabra suceder en tu vida?
You want to see the things of the word happen in your life?
Rodéate de la palabra.
Surround yourself with the word.
Rodéate de la palabra.
Surround yourself with the word.
¿Solo el domingo?
Only just on Sunday?
¿Solo el miércoles?
Only just on Wednesday?
¿O los sábados?
Or just on Saturday?
Todo el tiempo.
Every time.
El salmista dijo.
The psalmist said.
Que usted debe de meditar en la palabra de Dios.
That you should meditate on the word of God.
En la mañana.
In the morning.
Y en la noche.
And at night.
Amen. Todo el tiempo, hermanos.
Every time. Every day.
Estaba hablando una vez con un pastor de aquí.
I was speaking to a pastor here one time.
Uno norteamericano.
From here, from America.
Y estábamos hablando sobre por qué él y su gente no han leído la Biblia.
And I was talking to him. I was asking him why him and his people don't read the Bible.
Y él me dijo que, bueno, no tenemos tiempo.
And he told me, well, we just don't have time.
Pero tiene Netflix en el celular.
But they have Netflix app on their cell phone.
Una serie pequeña, ¿cuánto dura ahí?
A small series there on Netflix.
Sí.
A small series there on Netflix, how long does that last?
Yeah.
El diácono está mirando para anotar.
The deacon is looking at me, so he's writing down. Writing things down.
Y no tienen tiempo, dice.
And yet they don't have time, they say.
Tienen Amazon Prime.
They have Amazon Prime.
No, no, de videos.
The video side of Amazon.
Y no tienen tiempo.
And yet they don't have time.
Tenemos gente que predica hoy.
We have people today that preach.
Va al buscador de la table.
They'll go to the table app.
Y busca, por ejemplo, voy a hablar de amor.
And they'll think I'm going to talk about, I'll speak about love.
Pone la palabra amor.
And they'll put love in there.
Presiona el botón de buscar.
And they'll find all the quotes about love.
Elige unas cuantas.
They'll search. They'll decide on a few quotes.
Luego busca en la Biblia.
And they'll look in the Bible.
Tú sabes, en computadora.
In their app.
Y pone amor.
And they'll put love in there.
Presiona el botón.
And they'll search.
Selecciona unas cuantas de ahí.
They'll select a few scriptures there.
Las ponen en un papel.
And they'll put them on a Word doc.
Y eso es el mensaje.
And that's the message.
Pregúntale algo que no esté en las notas.
And if you ask them something that's not in their notes.
No sabe nada.
They don't know.
Pregúntale algo más allá de ese versículo que ha leído.
If you ask him a little something more in depth about that scripture they just read.
No sabe nada.
They can't explain it to you.
Dios nos ayude, hermano.
God help us.
Yeah. Si yo te pregunto sobre las granjas que tienen aquí.
If I ask you about your farms that you have here.
Tú me vas a decir, bueno, la ciudad de allá es la capital del pollo.
You're going to tell me, well, Gainesville over there is the capital, is the chicken capital of the world.
Y me vas a describir todo lo que hay ahí.
And you're going to describe to me everything that's there.
Aunque tú no trabajes ahí.
Even though you don't work there.
Tú sabes todo lo que sucede ahí.
You know all about Gainesville.
¿Qué acerca de la palabra?
What about the word?
Deberíamos de conocer la palabra.
We should know the word. Amen.
Conocer la palabra de Dios no es algo chapado a la antigua.
The word of God is not something that's antiquated.
Es vigente.
It is something that should be present tense.
Es presente.
It should be something present.
Es futuro.
It should be future. Amen.
Si Pablo lo dice.
Even Paul says it.
Si desciende un ángel.
If an angel from heaven.
Y te dice algo contrario a esto.
Speak something even that's contrary to this word.
Que sea maldito.
That you should not hear it.
That's right, brother.
Let it be a curse.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Él quiere ponerlo suave.
I'm trying to soften things up a little bit.
Check this, pastor. Tú sabes, a veces también se ha cometido ese error.
You know, we've seen that mistake before.
La palabra de Dios dice.
The word of God says.
Que esta palabra.
That this word.
Está en los Salmos, ustedes saben.
It's in the book of Psalms.
Es útil para el niño.
Is useful for the child.
Para el joven.
For the young person.
Para el adulto.
For the adult.
Y para el anciano.
And for the elder.
Tú sabes, durante todo el año 2022.
You know, in the year 2022.
Me dediqué a leer la Biblia con todos los hermanos de mi iglesia.
I dedicated myself to read the scriptures with all the brethren in our church.
Literalmente.
Literally.
Con todos.
With all of them.
Ninguno se escapó.
None of them escaped.
Bueno, por ahí hay unos rebeldes.
Well, there's a few rebels there, but.
El año 2023.
And in 2023.
Comenzamos con mucha gente que conocía toda la Biblia.
We started the year with more people that now knew the scriptures more.
Los servicios son diferentes.
Our services are different now.
La gente reacciona a lo que sabe.
The people, they react towards what they know.
Porque ellos conocen eso.
Because they know that. They
¿Tú sabes
see that.
Lo que significa el amén?
Do you know what an amen means?
Así es, correcto, it escrito
means,
está.
It means that's correct. Let it be so.
Conocen.
They know.
Yo no tengo que estar diciendo, ¡epa! Si tú no saltas, no eres de la novia de Cristo.
I don't need to say, well, if you don't jump up, you're not part of the bride of Christ. Yeah,
right. ¿Por qué tendría que hacer eso yo?
Why would I have to do that?
Yeah. ¿No somos animadores profesionales?
We're not professional animators.
La gente reacciona a la palabra.
The people react to the word.
Y si no reacciona a la palabra es porque no está en la venida de la palabra.
And they don't, if they don't react to the word, it's because they're not in that same channel of the word.
Y Pablo tampoco no dice que uno va a predicar por los amenes que le dan.
And Paul didn't say that we're going to preach just because, depending on the amens that you get.
Tú sabes, el Espíritu de Dios obra de acuerdo a como tú lo requieras. Cierto, es verdad.
We understand that the Spirit of God works depending on your need.
Right.
It's true, that is true.
Amen.
Pero recuerda, es un abismo.
But remember, it's a deep.
Clamando.
Calling. Yes.
Y el otro abismo respondiendo.
And another deep responding.
Amen.
Yo no creo que estoy hablando estas cosas porque me dio la gana.
I don't believe that I'm saying these things just because I want to.
Yo creo que había mucha necesidad de eso.
I believe maybe there was a need for that, to say these
things. Tú estás reaccionando a eso.
You're reacting to that.
Yo no te conozco.
I don't know you.
En lo humano.
Humanly.
Pero Él nos conoce.
But He knows us.
Yo no sabía nada de lo que te iba a decir ahora.
I didn't know about what I was going to tell you. Some of this is off the cuff.
Pero él tiene el liderazgo.
But he's the one who's the leader.
Dios nos ayude.
God help us.
Entonces todo esto, hermanos,
and so all these things, brother,
nos lleva hasta este punto.
It takes us to this point.
Toda promesa de Dios.
All the promises of God.
Es veraz.
They're true.
Pero están condicionadas.
Our promises of God are true, but they're on condition.
No importa qué tan fundamentalmente estemos.
No matter how fundamentally right we are.
Pero está basado en sus condiciones.
We've got to approach it in the right way.
Vamos un poco más allá.
All right, we're going to continue a little further.
Por ejemplo.
It says, for instance.
Cuando Acab y Josafat se reunieron.
When Ahab and Jehoshaphat were together.
¿Saben quién es Acab, verdad?
You know who Ahab was, right?
Ah, la mayoría. Muy bien.
The
muy
majority.
Bien.
Good, good, good.
El pastor debe estar diciendo, ya me estás preocupando.
Brother, the pastor might be saying, okay, you're worrying me now, brother.
No por lo de aquí.
Not about here.
Él me va a preguntar, ¿en dónde no te respondieron eso?
He means like, wait a second, they don't know who Ahab was?
Cuando Acab y Josafat se reunieron,
for instance, when Ahab and Jehoshaphat were together,
y Ramoth de Galat realmente le pertenecía a Israel,
and Ramoth Gilead really belonged to Israel,
fundamentalmente,
fundamentally,
porque la tierra repartida por Josué,
because the land divided through Joshua,
a través de Josué por Dios,
by God,
le había sido dada a Israel,
had been given to Israel.
Y los sirios estaban tomando la tierra.
And the Syrians were taking the land.
Y llenando el vientre del enemigo.
And filling the stomachs of the enemy.
Con la comida que debería ser dada a Israel.
With the food that should be given to Israel.
Fundamentalmente Acab estaba en lo correcto.
Fundamentally Ahab was right.
Y esa es la razón que 400 profetas hebreos.
And that's the reason 400 Hebrew prophets were.
Unánimes estaban profetizando.
With one accord were prophesying.
Sube a Ramoth de Galaad.
Go on up to Ramoth Gilead.
En otras palabras.
In other words.
Es nuestro.
It's ours.
Okay.
All right.
Pero había una condición.
But there was a condition.
Dice. Fundamentalmente ellos estaban en lo correcto.
Said fundamentally they were right.
Pero Acab,
but Ahab,
el rey Acab,
King Ahab,
él no estaba en lo correcto.
Wasn't right himself.
Era un pagano.
He was a pagan.
Era un malvado.
He was a wicked one.
Estaba alejado de Dios.
He was departed from the Lord.
Y cuando este hombrecito se puso de pie.
And when this one little man stood up,
llamado Micaías,
by the name of Micah,
hijo de Imla,
the son of Imla,
y vio una visión,
and saw a vision,
era la visión de un solo hombre.
Now one man's vision,
contra 400 profetas entrenados,
against 400 trained prophets.
Pero la visión de ese hombre,
but the man's vision,
iba en paralelo con la palabra,
compared with the word.
Esa es la razón.
That's the reason.
Que él sabía que era correcta.
He knew it was right.
Y vean.
And see.
Es con condiciones.
It's on conditions.
Nosotros debemos de estar seguros.
We must be sure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hermanos, Es importante.
Brethren, it's important
que conozcamos todas esas cosas.
That we know all these things.
Todos esos detalles.
All those details.
Dios nos ayude.
God help us.
Dios nos ayude, ¿verdad?
God help us.
Amen. Vamos rápidamente a otra cita.
Let's go to another quote real quick.
Ustedes saben, el tiempo es nuestro peor enemigo justo ahora.
Time is our worst enemy.
Vamos a terminar con esto.
And we'll finish with this.
Continuamos más tarde.
And we'll continue later this afternoon.
Ustedes saben, cuando me toca a mí enseñar en mi iglesia,
you know, when I need to teach in my church,
bueno, allá le damos más tiempo.
We give it, you know, more time, usually.
Pero yo sé, aquí la limitación. Más tarde continuamos.
But I understand the limitation here, so later this afternoon we'll continue.
Mira lo que dice el profeta de Dios.
Look what the prophet of God said.
Dios cumple su palabra.
In the message, God keeps his word.
Alguien me va a decir.
Someone would say.
Hermano.
Brother.
Eso es del 57.
But that's from 1957.
¿Y cuál es el problema?
What's the problem with that?
Hay gente que dice, no, de 63 para arriba.
There's people that say, oh, from 63 on up, and that's all.
No. Él fue llamado a su comisión en el 46.
He was called to his commission in 1946. Yes.
57 está bien.
In 1957, it's okay.
El ángel le dijo, almacén el alimento.
The angel told them, you know, store the food.
A donde van a buscar.
Where they go and look for.
Cuando se hayan olvidado de esto.
When they have forgotten of these things.
Y estamos haciendo eso.
And that's what we're doing.
Estamos regresando ahí.
We're coming back.
Algunos dicen,
things.
El profeta nunca predicó en contra de la poligamia.
Some people say, well, Brother Branham never preached against polygamy.
Él sí lo hizo.
But he did.
Condenó la poligamia.
He condemned polygamy.
Condenó la homosexualidad.
He condemned homosexuality.
Condenó todo lo que hoy día se permite.
He condemned everything that is nowadays permitted.
Está en todos los sermones.
It's in many of the sermons.
Hay que leerlos, pues.
But you have to read them.
Tú hablas inglés.
You speak English.
Tienes 1,200 sermones.
You have over 1,200 sermons.
Hay varios de aquí que son de muchas décadas de conocer el mensaje.
Some of you here have lived many decades now and many years knowing this message.
¿Correcto?
Is that true?
Han leído todo el mensaje, ¿verdad?
You read all the messages, right? No.
Sí, están contestando, no se preocupen.
You are responding. Don't worry.
Tenemos una grande, grande responsabilidad.
We have a great responsibility.
Hermano, tenemos una grande responsabilidad.
We have a great responsibility.
Dios nos va a hacer culpables.
God will demand of us.
De toda esa cosa mala que está sucediendo.
Of all these things that we're seeing, the evil around us.
Nosotros estamos hablando en contra de espíritus.
And we're speaking against spirits.
Estamos hablando en contra de gobernadores.
We're speaking against powers.
Desde aquí estamos peleando en contra de todo
eso. We're fighting against those things.
Todos los demonios están contra nosotros justo ahora.
All the demons are against the bride.
Pero Él está por nosotros.
But He is for us. Amen.
Dice la doctrina.
Says doctrine.
No puede basarse en cierta experiencia.
Can't be based upon some experience.
La doctrina
doctrine
se basa en la palabra de Dios.
Is based on God's word.
No en la experiencia.
Not on experience.
La gente puede tener experiencias.
People can have experiences.
Pero la palabra de Dios.
Of everything.
La palabra de Dios.
But the word of God.
Se basa en. Perdón, la doctrina se basa en la palabra de Dios.
Excuse me, doctrine is based on God's word.
Dios nos ayude, mis hermanos.
And God help us, brethren.
Dios nos ayude.
God help us.
Vamos a hacer una pausa ahí.
Let's just pause there for a moment.
Continuamos más tarde.
And we will continue later this afternoon.
Oren por mí.
You pray for me.
Que pueda trazar las ideas.
That I would be able to bring these things together.
No es que no lo esté haciendo bien.
Not that I'm not doing it well.
Pero quiero tratar de dar lo más que pueda.
I want to be able to just give you as much as possible.
A fin de que seamos todos muy bendecidos.
So that we could be blessed.
Ustedes saben, eso es lo que Dios nos mandó a hacer. Hay que hacerlo bien.
And that's what God has called us to do, amen? So we need to do it right.
Todos nosotros, hermanos.
All of us.
Dios les bendiga. All Vamos a ponernos de pie.
God bless you. Let's stand to our feet. Let's get the musicians to come.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Ustedes saben cuando Jesús predicaba.
You know when Jesus preached.
En los días de Jesús.
In the days of Jesus.
La escritura dice.
The scripture tells us.
Que él enseñaba la palabra.
That he would teach the word.
Predicaba el evangelio.
He would preach the gospel.
Y sanaba a los enfermos.
And he would heal the sick.
Cuando Pablo en los días del ministerio de Pablo.
In the days of Paul.
Él enseñaba la palabra.
He would teach the word.
Predicaba el evangelio.
He would preach the gospel.
Y sanaba a los enfermos.
And would heal the sick.
Marcos 16 dice.
Mark 16 would tell us.
Pondrán las manos sobre los enfermos.
He would lay hands upon the sick.
Ustedes criaturas eternas.
And you are heavenly creatures.
Ustedes criaturas eternas.
You are eternal creatures.
Pondrán las manos sobre los enfermos.
You can lay hands on the sick.
Y sanarán.
And they shall recover.
Pedro dijo.
Peter said.
No tengo ni oro ni plata.
I have neither gold nor silver.
Tú sabes, muchos norteamericanos piensan que la salvación es por obras.
And you know, many North Americans think that salvation is by works.
Y lo que sus dólares pueden hacer.
Or what their dollars can do.
Pero necesitamos el Espíritu de
Dios.
We
need the Holy Spirit of God.
Necesitamos el Espíritu de Dios obrando a través de nosotros.
We need the Holy Spirit of God working through us.
Eso es lo que debemos de enfocar.
That's what we need to focus on.
No tengo ni oro ni plata, dijo Pedro.
I have gold nor silver, said Peter.
Pero lo que tengo te doy.
But what I have I give.
Él no reprendió al diablo ni nada.
He did not even rebuke the devil there in that lame man.
El diablo ya se había ido hace rato.
The devil had already left.
Porque donde hay luz,
because where there's light,
las tinieblas no entienden ese mensaje.
Darkness can't understand that message.
Retroceden.
They have to leave.
Pedro le dijo,
and Peter told him,
levántate.
He said, get up.
Levántate.
Get up.
Y anda.
And walk.
Y fue sanado, hermano.
And he was healed.
Eso tiene que estar sucediendo hoy en nuestro medio.
It has to be happening in our midst.
La gente
as well.
Afuera tiene que estar hablando de lo que está pasando en Spoken Word Church.
People out here have to speak about what's going on in Spoken Word Church.
Él sigue siendo el mismo de ayer,
because
de hoy y por
los siglos.
Because
he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Dios le bendiga, mis
God
hermanos.
God bless you, my brother. By the way.
Song, and I believe he believes what he said.
Amen.
You got it. Let's sing a song. If you have a need.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Fill it up, Lord. Good hand. He's come a long way. And looking forward to this afternoon. We'll be back at 2 o'clock. Like I said again, thank you all for coming. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Good to have you with us, brother. Come back anytime. We're not going to hold against you. You live in Florida. You'll be fine. I had to say that. But anyway, God bless you. Good to have you with us. Stay with us and have fellowship with us. We'll start back at 2 o'clock. And we'll worship the Lord. Where's Anderson? Anna? Oh, that's right. He had work to do, right? Okay. All right. We miss that little short guy. Big tall guy. Boom. Okay. That's fine. They just miss him. Miss people when we don't see him. Brother Anderson, very integral part of the service that we have here. And all of you are. We appreciate each and every one of you. And you all have a part. Even you say a small part, that's a part. A part of God. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen.
Amen. And you get there by what? One birth. That's the new birth. One birth. We're all baptized in the same body. And we are here assembled to worship God. We're not here to see each other. We're not here to talk. No, we're here to worship God.
Yes, sir.
All the other things is just added bonuses that we get to see each other. But we appreciate you and we love you. Thank you. And let's sing a song as we're dismissed.
I appreciate.
Let's sing it to him one time before we go.